Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Working miracles in the saints of God, and you don't like lies. God don't
discriminate. God blesses all of us because we are all his children. Whether we are not living in the way of God, we still belong to him just the same. And so we're going to go right now on in to our program that's already in progression at this time. All right, I sermon on tonight entitled Contaminated Heart Needs an Overhaul. I'll say that one more time. Contaminated heart needs an overhaul. And you know, when something that's contaminated, it needs to be rejuvenated. It needs to be polished, shined, cleansed of the particles and debris that have it, that it don't work in the order that it should. So we're going to go into our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God relented. That's Jonah 3:10. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. There is none who does good. No, not one. That scripture reading is coming out of Love Psalms 14:3. And our third and final key scripture on tonight. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Hallelujah. And I tell you from self-experience, anyone that has a contaminated heart, you don't feel well. You pretend that all is well, but deep down inside, your parts inside your heart need to be overhauled, need to be cleansed and free from all the contaminated debris of hatefulness and anger management and covetousness, madness. You're like you're just mad at the world. And this is not just for outsiders. This is in your family circle as well. You have your family members, your siblings that you thought you knew, that you come up with and you broke bread together. But now you're on a different page. And those individuals talk to you as though you're not even any blood kin to them. They talk to you, I mean, in a way that you would say, is this person actually kin to me? Are we biological inclined? Or is this a stranger? We know that that's nothing but the demonic force that has one heart contaminated where it does not function well. And you talk all outside of the box. All outside of your neck. You're talking talk that, in other words, you wouldn't ordinarily say hurtful things, you know. I hate you. Get away from me. I wish you was dead. And all sorts of evilness come out of this contaminated heart. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about contaminated heart that needs an overhaul. And I know that my time is quickly moving along. But how does one get an overhaul of that heart that's contaminated? What one needs to do is ask God for his guidance, his assistance in this area to rid us things that are not like God. Get rid of it. Clean it out. You know, just like our houses, it needs to be overhauled every now and then and again. We need to, you know, dismiss things that we're no longer using. We just got it there just collecting dust and occupying space. But we ought to go to God and ask for God help in this area? And how do we react when God shows mercy, hallelujah, to people that you and I think and we feel that they deserve punishment? And if you and I are resentful, it might indicate that we have forgotten how much the Lord has forgiven us. And we are reminded that after Jonah followed God's second call to preach his coming judgment on Nineveh, and that was Jonah's, or the law of Jonah's 3:1-4, and they said that the people in that city turned from their evil lifestyle, so the Lord did not destroy them. That was verse 10. We know that God's mercy made Jonah angry, and he told God, hallelujah, that he had been afraid this would happen. And that's why he fled to Tarshish in the first place. He said that, I know you are gracious. And that's what he was talking to. He was talking to God. And we know that you are a merciful God, one who relents from doing harm. But the Lord said to Jonah, shall I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons? We know that God's marvelous grace is greater than all of our sin. For by grace you and I have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. That scripture reading is coming out of law, Ephesians 2:8. Because of his grace, hallelujah, to us, we should be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgave us. And I would just encourage you, instead of being angry when God is merciful, we should applaud. Hallelujah. Well, we know that the Father has bestowed on you and I. For this I cannot help but thankful be. And I read his word, his promise embraces, and daily praise him for his matchless grace. And we can stop showing mercy to others only when Christ stops showing mercy to you and I. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we know that you are a merciful God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Did you know that glycerin will remove stain that made by a ballpoint pen? We find out that boiling water can remove berry stain. And we know that parents of small children should keep a gallon of vinegar handy to get rid of crayon marks. And also, bleach worked well for mildew. Lemon juice performed minor miracles on rust stains. And I've been told that scientists have put these common cleansing agents to the test. What you will not find in this little book is how to deal with the most serious stain of all. That stain, my friend, is made on your life by sin. It's deep and it's ugly, the stain made by hostile words and shame-filled actions. Tears won't touch them. Zeal won't erase them. At times we are convinced that we have gotten on with our lives and the sins are gone. But in an unguarded moment, we notice the stain come back seeping through. So the Bible tells us just what we need. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That scripture reading is coming out of law of John 1:1-7. And we know that that's the only remedy that works. We know that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. Hallelujah, he washed me and you and us white as snow. We may whitewash sin, but guess what? But only Jesus' blood can truly wash it white. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. We thank you for everything, God, that you have done for us. We thank you, God, because we know that you are a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that the tendency of sinful men and women has always been to shift attention from him or herself by pointing the fingers at other religious people, excusing their inconsistencies, by referring to the pagans around them, and the pagans try to sidestep the issue by talking about the hypocrites of the religion. But we find out that God is not fooled by finger pointing. When someone else appears to be a greater sinner than you and I, it's just an illusion. But the sooner we realize that no one owes more to God than we do, the more likely we are to receive his free forgiveness. He extends his pardon only to those who humbly acknowledge that they are hopeless in debt. My sins, O Lord, defile your word. It scars your holy name. I will not make excuses from wrong. Christ's blood is what I claim. One sin rationalized become two. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And we know, don't have but a few more minutes. We trust the scripture is God's inspired word. And it teaches us the way to abundant life in the world and eternal life in the world to come. It is the source of a wisdom that goes beyond that of the wildest philosopher. That's what the reader's coming out loud, 1 Corinthians 1 and 20. But this fact is rarely acknowledged in our culture. We know that, and we praise Martin Luther King for insight into human nature derived from scripture. He felt that King had a more accurate view of political realities than more than secular liberals because he could draw on biblical wisdom about human nature. Religious didn't just make civil rights leaders stronger, it made them smarter. Hallelujah. And we know that biblical wisdom is deeper and more accurate than the wisdom offered by the secular social science. Are we drawing on that source of wisdom in our own lives? We need scripture and we need wisdom to deal with our personal problems and political issues. If we study and obey the Bible, we will be able to humbly testify with the psalmist, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimony are my meditation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 119 and 99. The Bible is God's word to us, still fresh through all its ages. And if we read it, we will find God's wisdom on its pages. One truth from the Bible is worth more than all the wisdom of man. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind and to impart your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. So your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these gateways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Our message on tonight has been Contaminated Heart Needs an Overhaul. May God continue to bless you, you, and you till we meet again. We're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to bring you hymns of Zion to impart your heart and to impact your spirit in Jesus' name. Listen up if you will. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Have I
why? Because he has died right there. He has done right there. Oh, Lord, I thank you. When you're going through so much, you learn to bless his holy name.
Thank you. Oh,